Hi everyone, this is Tiffany.
This is Angeline, and welcome to For
Our
You.
Show. Yes. All right, so we have a really, I guess, really cool article today about like animals and the way we describe things.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a question here. Have you ever cried to get out of trouble?
Good question. I don't think I have done that, but I remember my brother used to do that a lot. My younger brother would do that all the time. He would try to get me in trouble by crying.
Yeah,
I think
most of the time when we are children, we do that because maybe it's a way to get attention. But I remember, yes, maybe I have one time because my brother would get me in trouble and then I would try to be like, oh, it's not me, but it never worked for my mom. So.
No? Oh, yeah. Okay. So those tears didn't work.
Not at all.
No. Okay.
All right. Well, maybe we should take a look at our article to learn more about why we want to talk about crying and stuff.
Reading. Fun facts. Sometimes, when someone is pretending to be sad, we might say they are crying crocodile tears. Why do we say this, though? A. Because crocodiles are often sad, and they can cry like humans. B. Because crocodiles cannot cry at all. C. Because people thought crocodiles cried to catch animals. You don't need to cry if you chose C. Long ago, people thought that crocodiles cried to make their prey come closer. In 1400, in the Oxford English Dictionary, a writer noted that he saw crocodiles weeping after they killed and ate people. This is what led to the expression about crocodile tears. However, it's most likely untrue that crocodiles cry to attract their prey. Instead, it's probably a side effect of the way they eat. Scientists now believe this happens because crocodiles huff and hiss while eating their prey. As they blow out air, their tear glands also release tears, which makes it appear as if they were crying.
Okay, so the first line of our article reads, sometimes when someone is pretending to be sad, we might say they are crying crocodile tears. Mm-hmm. So you're probably familiar with the verb pretend, but just in case you're not sure what it means, here's a definition. If you pretend, you are behaving as if something is true when in fact you know it is not. So you pretend because maybe you want to deceive people, like you want to pretend that you're sick so you don't have to go to school or you don't have to go to work. Or you do it for fun, like if you want to pretend you're on the moon right now.
That's right. And many people get crocodile and alligators confused. They're actually both very similar, but the difference is by looking at their noses. Mm. Alligators have rounder noses, but a crocodile has a sharper nose, like the letter V. But they're both reptiles with very long jaws, tails, and what we call scaly skin.
And they're both scary animals, right?
Yes.
You don't want to be near them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put the idea of pretending to be sad and crocodile tears together to figure out what crocodile tears means. So if someone sheds crocodile tears, they seem sad, sorry, or maybe upset, but they do not really feel this way.
Hmm. All right, next, the article says, why do we say this, though? Yes, that's a really good question. So, why crocodile tears?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have three options to choose from. Could the answer be A, because crocodiles are often sad and they can cry like humans?
Or is the answer B, because crocodiles cannot cry at all? Yeah, they're really tough animals.
Probably nothing will make them cry.
Yeah.
Maybe the answer is C, because people thought crocodiles cried to catch animals. So what do you think, Tiffany? Do you think A, B, or C is the answer?
I think it could be like a huge surprise, like maybe A, because I think underneath all that tough skin, they're very soft and maybe emotional animals.
Hmm, okay. So I think I'm going to go with answer B. I mean, animals have emotions, but maybe crocodiles don't cry even when they're sad. It's possible.
Yep. All right, so let's take a look at the article. It says, you don't need to cry if you chose C.
Okay. Okay, so let's see why. Our article says, long ago, people thought that crocodiles cried to make their prey come closer. So prey is an animal or bird, etc., that is hunted and eaten by another animal. For example, a lion's most common prey are zebras. Okay? So prey can also be used as a verb. For example, lions prey on zebras. Oh, and then just in case if you're wondering, the opposite of prey is predator. Mm-hmm. Predator. P-R-E-D-A-T-O-R. Predator. So predators are animals that kill and eat other animals. So a zebra's predators are lions.
Ah, so that's really interesting. Let's continue reading and to see why. So in the article it says, in 1400, in the Oxford English Dictionary, a writer noted that he saw crocodiles weeping after they killed and ate people. Now, weep is our word for our word, and it's a verb and it means to cry or just basically to shed tears. So they're saying the person who wrote the Oxford Dictionary said that he saw with his own eyes that a crocodile cried or wept after it killed and maybe ate people or animals. So, I don't know, poor crocodile, I guess they felt sorry for him.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
Our article says, this is what led to the expression about crocodile tears. So the phrase led to is our shortcut for you for today. Before we continue with our lesson, let's take a short break to watch our shortcut for you video.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Aaron, what are you doing?
Exercising. I read that a good diet and lots of exercise leads to a healthy life.
Lead the way, then I'll follow you to the gym on my bike.
Well, actually, I don't need to show you how to go anywhere. Lead to means that one action or event will cause something else to happen or exist.
I see what you mean. So, lead to means 导致造成.
Yep. Now, if you don't mind, I've got some stretching to do.
Mind if I join you?
Not at all. Let's start with the arms first.
Oh, I'm tired already.
Okay, so welcome back. So now we know the writer's observations led to or caused the expression about crocodile tears. So an expression is a word or phrase with a particular meaning. For example, a common expression is as soon as possible. Do you know any other expressions?
Yes. We have as soon as possible. Then we have be right back.
Uh-huh. And talk to you later.
Yes.
Which people abbreviate as TTYL.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. These are also very common things that we use now in our English language today, especially when you're using your cell phones or you're chatting online. Mm-hmm. We can use a lot of these what we call common expressions.
Right.
Yeah. In Chinese, it's called, what is that called? Do you know what it is?
No, not in Chinese.
I forgot, but in Chinese there is also, you know, very common expressions. Like in Chinese we have people mountain, people sea.
Oh, yeah, when there's a lot of people everywhere.
Exactly.
Everywhere, right?
So in Chinese and English it's the same thing. In English we also have these expressions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so yeah, I will explain the article now very quickly as soon as possible. So next in the article it says, however, it's most likely untrue that crocodiles cry to attract their prey. Yeah, I agree, because there must be a scientific reason for this. An animal such as dangerous looking as a crocodile, how can you attract prey this way? I'm pretty sure the first thing I would do if I saw the sharp teeth would be to run away.
Yeah, I don't think any amount of tears would make you feel sorry for this animal.
I don't think so, but that's kind of cute how it could be like that. You know, the crocodile, maybe it's a very sensitive animal.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they could fool.
Yeah.
Fool people. Or animals, other animals. Okay, so our article says, instead, it's probably a side effect of the way they eat. So the word probably means very likely. For For example, if it's going to probably rain tomorrow, you probably want to bring your umbrella because there's a high chance that it will rain tomorrow.
That's right. And we talked about a side effect. Mm-hmm. Now, a side effect is something that happens to you when you don't really expect it or mean it to happen. So, for example, we take medicine to cure a cold and our illnesses. Now, we take the medicine because we want to get better. We don't want to cough. We don't want to sneeze. We don't want to have the runny nose anymore. But sometimes these medicines can have side effects. Now, they may not be very harmful, but it can make you sleepy or dizzy. So sometimes when you take medicine, you always should go to a doctor because some of these side effects actually can be long-term side effects that are very, very, very harmful to your health.
And that's why sometimes they tell you to eat medicine like before you're going to sleep. Or you can't eat this medicine if you're going to drive or if you're going to work because it's going to make you sleepy. So yeah, those are side effects too of medicine. Okay, so our article says, scientists now believe this happens because crocodiles huff and hiss while eating their prey. Okay, so we have a few words to look at in this sentence. First, a scientist is someone who works or is trained in science.
So it must mean that they spent a long time researching and observing this animal to figure out why does it shed tears when it's eating. Yeah, because humans don't really do that. We're quite normal when we eat. But I don't know, what other side effects do we have when we eat?
Maybe if you're eating something spicy, some people sweat. They might have a runny nose. I don't know if they tear up. Maybe if it's really hot, really spicy.
When it's something spicy, I definitely feel like, my tears running or I have a runny nose. And it's something that I don't mean it to happen. But then it happens anyway because, of course, it's a natural reaction with our bodies. So that's kind of like the side effect of eating very, very spicy food. All right. So we still want to know what huff and hiss mean. Okay. Well, these two are different kinds of sounds that you make. Okay, so a huff is a sound that you make, especially when you blow air out through your nose or mouth. Okay, so if you remember the story, the three little pigs. So remember, the three little pigs, they wanted to build their house out of sticks, straws, and
bricks.
Yes. But the big bad wolf wanted to eat these little piggies. And, of course, the first house was made of sticks. He went to the first house and he's like, I will huff and puff your house down. Okay, so this huff is the same thing. He was going to blow air out to knock the house down of sticks. So it's easy to find the pig hiding under there.
Okay, yeah. So hiss. The other word was hiss. If you hiss, you make a sound which sounds like hiss. Okay, so what animal makes the sound? Like snakes? Hiss. Or if you let the air out of a balloon, like you untie the balloon with the air inside and the air comes out, it also makes a hiss sound, okay? So a word that imitates a sound like huff or hiss, these words are called onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia, O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-O-E-I-A, onomatopoeia. Another onomatopoeia is bang, like when you use that. You know, you're going to pretend to shoot somebody.
Actually, if you are a fan of comic books, you see a lot of these words. For example, when somebody punches someone, they say pow. Or if you get hurt, you get hit, of course you say ouch. So these are also onomatopoeias as well. So next in the article it says, as they blow air out, your tear glands also release tears, which makes it appear as if they were crying. So, I get it. I think it's also the same kind of reaction that we get when we eat spicy food. Yeah, so as they're eating, they're chewing like this way. They're making a lot of noise, and at the same time, they're trying to blow the air out. So it causes a part of their body to have a reaction. And it's a part of their body called the glands, which is an organ, and it lets out chemicals like hormones. So, for example, we in the human body, we have these glands as well. For example, why do people tell you to exercise? It's because there's a gland in our body that releases a chemical or a hormone called endorphin. Yeah, and it makes you feel happier. It makes you in a better mood.
Okay, so we've come to the end of our article, but please stay tuned for our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, so welcome back. Our For You Chat question for today is, what makes you cry the most? Why?
Oh, okay. Well, I found that the older that I get, the more sentimental I become.
Ah, okay.
So when you're sentimental about something, it means you think about the past, and it's you think about all the good things and the good memories. So I cry a lot sometimes, even when I'm watching cartoons.
Oh, okay, because it kind of reminds you of something that might have happened to you before,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah,
okay.
Like the movie Up.
Oh, my
goodness.
How about the movie Inside Out? Did you cry to that one? A lot of people cried to that movie.
I watched that one. I cried a little bit because I think it's a really deep movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go through that phase where you go from child to, you know, adult and puberty. And I think it really... Okay, I kind of cried.
Okay, so I cry the most when... Unfortunately, I think when you get older, a lot of things happen, like people pass away, people like your grandparents, people maybe older than your grandparents. So that makes me cry the most. When I find out that somebody passed away or maybe is sick and can't be cured, those are the things, because I guess life and death makes me cry.
Yeah. I think it's a very tough topic for everyone as well, because, of course, these are people that you love and you care about, and you don't want to see them go. But, movies definitely make me cry now.
Mm-hmm.
Even watching something very simple, like I said, you know, a cartoon.
Uh-huh.
I
some
get
cartoons
very sentimental,
are.
And yeah. I think, oh, this is very deep, and then...
I think when also things that make me cry is also when I feel really moved or touched by somebody's kind
exactly.
gesture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody did something really nice for you and maybe you've been having like a terrible day and you're just like, oh, there are still good people in this world.
Yes.
Yeah.
But those are, I think, kind of like happy tears.
Yeah.
So, you know, crying is not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, crying is not negative. It can also be something very good as well. So you can be happy when you cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what the movie Inside Out was about. You know,
yeah,
we have,
right.
you know, our emotions are very complicated. It's not just happy, sad, or angry. It can always be a mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes humans so special.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all we have for today, right? That's all the time we have.
Yes. So, yes, we hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you very soon.
Bye.
Fun facts. Sometimes, when someone is pretending to be sad, we might say they are crying crocodile tears. Why do we say this, though? A. Because crocodiles are often sad, and they can cry like humans. B. Because crocodiles cannot cry at all. C. Because people thought crocodiles cried to catch animals. You don't need to cry if you chose C. Long ago, people thought that crocodiles cried to make their prey come closer. In 1400, in the Oxford English Dictionary, a writer noted that he saw crocodiles weeping after they killed and ate people. This is what led to the expression about crocodile tears. However, it's most likely untrue that crocodiles cry to attract their prey. Instead, it's probably a side effect of the way they eat. Scientists now believe this happens because crocodiles huff and hiss while eating their prey. As they blow out air, their tear glands also release tears, which makes it appear as if they were crying.
Vocabulary review. Weep. The girl wept when she learned that her grandmother had died. Expression. Greg taught me a new expression today. What goes up must come down. Probably. You're probably sick now because you spent time with Andrea when she had a cold. Scientist. Scientists are studying why girls mature faster than boys.